On our way here, we passed through Janudweep, when Maharaj Bhagirath was bringing Ganga Mayi from Gangotri to Ganga Sagar, the ocean. Ganga was flowing just behind his chariot. Lord Nityananda Prabhu has explained how Janu Muni was performing bhajan here in Navadweep. He was doing his Gayatri mantra, and as the Ganga was flowing by very swiftly, his Achman Patra fell in Ganga. So in reaction, he swallowed Ganga Deva. King Bhagirath was very much disturbed by this. So he prayed to Janu Muni that please give back Ganga Devi. This is interesting. Throughout Vedic history we see how the greatest, most powerful kings take a subordinate position of humbly begging mercy from those saintly persons in the renounced order of life. Because one who is in the renounced order of life, dedicated body, mind, words, and life to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, they have the greatest wealth. They possess the treasure of bhakti. And they have the greatest power, because Krishna is their protector. So Janu Muni, he had Ganga Devi come out from his body. Some say he has come out from the ear, and Ganga continued to flow. Therefore her name is Janava, or Janavi, Janavi, the daughter of Janu Muni. That took place just on the side, little bit in the road from where we had just come from. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how Bhishma Dev, who was the son of Ganga Devi, he personally came here to Janudweep to visit his grandfather and offer him his respects. This is the island of Ritudweep. Ritu means spring. The six seasons are always present in Navadweep. It is the transcendental abode. In this place, it is eternally the spring season for those who have the transcendental vision to perceive the Lord's pastimes. And actually, in coming to Ritudweep, we have visited all of the nine islands of Navadweep Dham. Rudradweep is where our temple is, and in the course of our pilgrimage we have passed through all of the islands of Navadweep. This particular place is called Champakahata or Champahati. Excuse me. Hare Krishna. In the spiritual world, this is none different than Kadiravan. It is also explained that in this area, Radha Kund is eternally manifested in Sri Navadweep Dham. This particular area at one time was filled with thousands and thousands of champaka trees. And Champakalata Sakhi, one of the eight Sakis, she eternally resides in this forest, and her service is to bring champaka flowers to decorate the pastimes of Sri Siddhartha and Krishna. Long ago, the great Vaishnava, Jayadev Goswami, was living across the river on the banks of a lake near the river Ganga. And he had written the slokas glorifying the 10 incarnations of the Lord, which was his introduction to the Gita Govinda. At that time, the king was a great devotee. His name was Lakshman Singh. Lakshman Singh happened to have in his hands, by the Lord's arrangement, the introduction to Gita Govinda, Dasavatar. And it moved his heart so very deeply. He asked his minister, Govardhanacharya, can you find out who has written this? Such expression of love. He told him, it is the great, great Vaishnav named Jayadev Goswami. He's living along with his wife, Padmavati. Now the king wanted to have darshan of this great soul. And knowing that great souls do not like to associate with materialistic people, he took off all of his robes of king and disguised himself as a simple Vaishnava. He came at night. When he arrived, Jayadev, he offered his obeisances and homage to this great personality. But Jayadev could immediately understand, this is the king, Lakshman Singh. So the king introduced himself and asked Jayadev if he would come to his palace to teach him about Krishna consciousness. Jayadev Goswami said, I do not associate with materialistic people. You are a materialistic person. Not only will I not associate with you, but because you have come, I will leave your kingdom and I will go to Jagannath Puri to worship Lord Jagannath. The king was very much heartbroken upon hearing this. With folded hands, he was begging Jayadev Goswami, please, please, do not leave Navadvip. You have already spoken that you will leave, but at least stay for a few years. You can leave this place, according to your words, but across the river there's a beautiful forest called Champakahata, where there's a beautiful grove of champaka trees. There we will build you a bhajan kutir. You stay there, and I promise I will not come to see you unless I have your permission. He appealed with such love and devotion that Jayadev Goswami, his heart was very much moved. He said, my dear king, I will stay for some time because it is your desire. I tested you to see what kind of a person you really are. I called you a gross materialist. I condemned you. And you accepted it with a humble heart. That means you are a true Vaishnava. You are truly an example. Although you are king with power, prestige, still, you have no attachment to any of your wealth. You're simply attached to the loving service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, I will accept your proposal and live where you designate. So, King Lakshman Singh built here a nice bhajan kutir for Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati to live. Padmavati every day would pick baskets of champaka flowers and bring them to her husband to offer to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. They were doing their puja with pure unalloyed bhakti. And one day, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to them. When they saw the darshan of Sri Gaur Sundar, they were struck with wonder. His beautiful golden body, lotus eyes, curling black hair, Sri Navadvip Chandra Gauranga Mahaprabhu, was standing before them. In ecstasy, they fell to the ground unconscious. They were doing their puja with pure unalloyed bhakti. And one day, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to them. When they saw the darshan of Sri Gaurasundar, they were struck with wonder. His beautiful golden body, lotus eyes, curling black hair, Sri Navadvip Chandra Gauranga Mahaprabhu was standing before them. In ecstasy, they fell to the ground unconscious. The Lord picked them both up and told them that this is his eternal abode. And in the Kali Yuga, he will appear in this most beautiful form, along with the devotees of his previous avatars. And he will fill the world with Krishna Prema and Krishna Bhakti through Krishna Nam. I will remain in Navadvip for 24 years. Then I will take sannyas and leave. I will go to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. There, in the ecstasies of loving service to the Lord, I will be completely absorbed in hearing your poem, Gita Govinda. That will be a constant meditation. I will relish your offering of devotion. Because you have already spoken that you will go to Nilachala, therefore you must go. You should go and you should worship Lord Jagannath, because Jagannath is eagerly waiting for your arrival. But do not feel bad, because you will spend the rest of your life in Sri Jagannath Puri, but after you die, you will return to live eternally in Navadvip Dham. And the Lord disappeared. Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati, they were crying in great happiness. What have we seen? Who have we seen? What good fortune we have. This is the eternal abode of Lord Gauranga. How could we leave this place? But yet, we have been ordered to leave. So they went and they begged for the blessings of all of the residents of Sri Navadvip Dham, understanding how fortunate they are. When they were about to leave, they were feeling such anguish of imminent separation from the supreme most of all spiritual abodes. In their hearts they were thinking, it would be better to have been born as a bird or an insect, so that we could be constantly remain in Navadvip Dham, meditating on the glories of this holy place. As they were weeping, a voice appeared in the sky and told them, you go now. You worship Lord Jagannath. He's waiting for you. And when you die, you will come to live here in Navadvip eternally. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Jayadev and Padmavati left this place, constantly looking back, offering their heart's great devotion to the land of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Here lived Vaninath Mishra, who was the younger brother of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit, he was the son of Madhava Mishra, and his mother's name was Ratnavati. He was the very embodiment of pure unalloyed devotional service. In fact, we learn from our great acharyas that he was none different than Srimati Radharani. He was the constant companion of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in Navadvip.
We know the story when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first returned from Gaya. It was Sriman Pandit who revealed to the Vaishnavas that Nimai has become a Vaishnava. Never have I seen the ecstatic symptoms of love of Krishna that is personified in his body. He wants to meet us at Suklambar Brahmachari's house tomorrow to tell us the secret thoughts of his heart. So they went there in the morning. Gadadhar Pandit was very eager to see the transcendental transformations of Lord Gauranga. He was hiding in a place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was revealing his heart to the devotees that I am so unfortunate. My whole life I wasted. After going to Gaya and seeing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, I was returning to Navadvip. At that time, I came to Kanai Natashala, and Krishna appeared before me in his beautiful blackish form. He embraced me, then he disappeared. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Then the Lord began to shower everyone with torrents of tears. He held on to a pillar to support himself, pathetically crying in separation, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Have you seen him? Where has he gone? Please tell me. You are my friend. You are my brother. Please tell me, where is Krishna? At that time, Gadadhar Pandit, he fell unconscious, seeing the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya came to semi-external consciousness, he asked Suklambar Brahmachari, who is here? He said, your Gadadhar is here. The Lord, he held Gadadhar. He said, you are most fortunate. From your very birth, you have been completely renounced from all material desires. You have been meditating on Lord Krishna all of your life. How fortunate you are. But me, I have wasted uselessly my life in pursuit of mundane knowledge. Then I had the great fortune of seeing Krishna. But due to my impious karma and past misdeeds, he left me. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Please tell me, where is Krishna? One day in his house, he was crying out, please, somebody tell me, where will I find Krishna? And his weeping was melting the devotees' hearts. It was unbearable to see him in this way. So Gadadhar, in order to pacify him, said, Krishna is in your heart. So Mahaprabhu said, I must see him. And with his nails, he began to tear open his chest with the intention of tearing open his heart to see if Krishna was really in his heart. As he was about to tear open his chest and his heart, Gadadhar grabbed him by the hands and said, please be peaceful. Krishna's coming. Be peaceful. He said it with such conviction, with such devotion, that the Lord became peaceful. Upon seeing this, Sachimata, she was so pleased. She was thinking, Gadadhar is very intelligent. When my Nimai goes into these ecstasies, no one can control him. But Gadadhar can control him so nicely. He's so affectionate. With great motherly affection, she requested Gadadhar, please, always stay with my Nimai. Never leave his side. So Gadadhar Pandit was constant companion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his Navadvip Leela. when the time came when he decided to take sannyas, he told Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was up. He was overwhelmed upon hearing this. He said, "My Lord, what about your mother? If you leave Navadvipa to take to the renounced order of life, the first thing you will accomplish will be the death of your mother. You're all she has. She lives only for you. She's a helpless widow. How can you do this to her? How can you do this to her devotees? Certainly, you are free to do whatever you like. You are the independent Lord. But please consider my words." He wept bitterly. But ultimately, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, their life was simply to assist him according to his desire. They came to this place where Gadadhar's brother, Dvijavaninath Mishra, was living. When he learned that Lord Chaitanya and his brother Gadadhar were going to leave Navadvip, he was overwhelmed with lamentation. He fell at their feet and begged them, "Please, please do not leave. Please stay. If I cannot offer you prasad, if I cannot serve you, if I cannot see you, I cannot live. Please do not go. You cannot go. I live for you." Seeing his heartfelt devotion, the two lords reciprocated with love. They said, "We will always remain with you in our manifested form of the deities." So they did not leave this place until these deities of Gaur Gadadhar were made. In fact, they posed for the deities, and the deities were made exactly according to their dimensions. And upon seeing the beauty of Gaur Gadadhar Murti, installed by the Lord himself, Vaninath Mishra was somewhat pacified. And then Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, soon after, went to Katwa with Nityananda, Chandrasekhar, Mukunda, and some devotees, and accepted sannyas. From that day, Vaninath Mishra served these deities of Lord Gaurasundar and his brother with pure unalloyed devotion. And they have been worshipped ever since that time, over 500 years ago. This forest and the temple was in an utterly dilapidated condition when that great Acharya, Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Paribrajak Acharya, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, came and renovated the deity worship, personally arranged to build this beautiful temple. And one of his dear disciples, Nayananda Brahmachari, he asked him to stay here and worship the deities. He stayed here and performed faithful deity worship for Gaur Gadadhar for about 70 years without leaving this place, on the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And today, by the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Gadadhar, we are allowed to come and pray at their lotus feet and beg them that in our hearts a genuine appreciation for Navadvipa Dham may awaken. To love the Lord's abode is to love the Lord. In my own life, as insignificant and useless as it is, still somehow, sometimes some causeless mercy comes. I was living as a Christian, a Jew,
a Muslim, a Shivite, a yogi, a Buddhist. I visited so many ashrams, so many places, studying so many scriptures. And I appreciated everything and everyone, almost everyone. But I was thinking that I don't have the conviction of what path I should follow. And so many sages, lamas, yogis, sadhus, gurus, they were trying to canvass me to surrender to them. Because in those days, a foreign person was a very popular thing to have as a disciple. But somehow, by the inconceivable will of the Lord, I stopped in a train and got out for a second, and the train left, and I was in Vrindavan. And I was planning to leave, and I got typhoid. The doctor said, "You cannot travel for 2 months or you will die." So just by living in Vrindavan for 2 months, just the Dham itself attracted my heart so deeply that I decided Radha Krishna is the supreme worshipful deities. Bhakti is the ultimate path of religion, and I will just surrender to Radha Krishna worship, and I'll stay in Vrindavan for the rest of my life. So Vrindavan made me a devotee. I lived there for 6 months, then Prabhupada came. And when I met Prabhupada, I could see that of all the great yogis, gurus, sadhus, mullahs, priests, of all the great Vaishnavas, sannyasis, swamis, babajis, even in Vrindavan, the compassion, the knowledge, the depth of Prabhupada's love and devotion so much charmed my heart that if I really want to serve Vrindavan, I must surrender to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And since that day, I've been trying to make some efforts to begin the process of actual surrender. Surrender is a very deep, profound subject matter. But by associating with all of you, I'm beginning to understand something. Thank you very much. But really, this is the power of the Holy Dham. It can transform our hearts if we simply open our minds and our hearts to receive the mercy and the blessings of the Holy Lord. Sri Navadvip Dham is the crest jewel of all holy places, non-different than Vrindavan, but yet accessible to all. To be with all of you in the holy land of Navadvip is such a great pleasure and fortune. To see your enthusiasm, your willingness to hear, to chant, to beg for mercy. You are all my gurus. I offer my obeisances at your lotus feet. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. When Nityananda Prabhu was telling Jiva Goswami the story of Jayadeva Goswami's Leela here, he was rolling in the dust of this place, begging Jayadeva Goswami, "Please give me one drop of your ocean of love for Radha and Krishna." This is the nature of the great souls. Jiva Goswami,
is begging for the mercy of another Vaishnava. So following in his footsteps, let us touch our heads to the holy soil of Champakahata and pray to Sri Gaur-Gadadhar that we can also learn how to deeply appreciate the Dham and deeply appreciate the Vaishnavas. Then we can all blissfully perform Sankirtan together.
Krishna!